I've been fortunate enough as a footballer, you know, that I've been, as I said, in an Ulster final every year bar 2017. You know, to be honest with you, every year gets better and better. You know, I think the Ulster final and an Ulster final day is a unique occasion and a special occasion in the GA calendar. And as a footballer, I've been extremely fortunate that I've been involved in a good few.
You expect a big Donegal support to come down?
No, I do. You know, to be fair, Donegal support's unbelievable. You know, they always get behind their team and they back it there. You know, there was a couple of years that didn't go so good, but they've always got out in numbers and supporters, you know, and be no different. There'll be huge support from Cavan there and at the Ulster final. So I think we're in for a special occasion. You know, anytime there's a new team, you know, it was a bit like last year with Fermanagh. Anytime there's a team that hasn't been in Ulster final in a while, the buzz and the lift, you know, that it gives today is extra special. But I suppose from the Donegal point of view, we just have to make sure from our point of view that we've everything right, and then hopefully we can come out on the right side.
When you look at the Ulster Championship so far, Donegal have shown two sides of a game plan that they can. And bring it back to a defensive game plan and then go all out attack when necessary. It's, I suppose, a good evolution.
I suppose, you know, Gaelic football, you know, you have to try to get the balance right between attack and defence. You know, I suppose it's not all about all out defending, it's not about all out attacking either. It's getting trying to get that balance right. And to be fair, you know, we've been working hard on it. Listen, you're never going to be the finished article, so you're not, no matter. And on any given day, we've been trying to throughout the league and then the first couple of games in the Championship, just trying to get the balance right. Thankfully, the last day against Tyrone, a lot of things went right, you know, but unfortunately, that's only an Ulster semi final and there's no silverware on the table yet. So we have to put in another huge performance against Cavan. Having an Ulster final, and hopefully that's good enough.
The 6 years that you've been involved with the senior team now, there seems to be a constant injection of youth coming through, one or two or three players that seem to be getting better and better. Development squads must be really important in Donegal, must be working exceptionally hard.
Yeah, they are, you know. To be fair, as you touched on, we have brought in a number of lads every year, you know. To be fair to the boys coming in as well, you know, it's easy bringing players in, but they have to, you know, express themselves and everything, you know. To be fair to the boys coming in, they've really taken on board everything, you know. The strength and conditioning side of things, your nutrition side of things, every angle, you know, and they've really expressed themselves and they're really reaping the rewards now. You know, they're top players. We're extremely lucky in Donegal. We have some top players and top players coming through, and, you know, I suppose it's about nourishing that and trying to get out the best of it. And thankfully it's going so far so good this year, but as I said, you're only as good as your next game, and we have to produce it every single day.
Have you seen much of Cavan so far this year?
Yeah, I've seen a good bit of them, actually. Yeah, I was down at the replay last day and I watched the Armagh game on TV and the morning game on TV as well, and I seen a couple of league matches. You know, I think Cavan were unlucky to get relegated from the league this year. You know, I think they put in some top performers. You know, don't get me wrong, you want to win every match, but I think in the league especially, you know, it's more about performances and getting performance right and getting players up to the level. And I think Cavan put in a lot of good performances, and which came to no surprise that they put in three top performances in Ulster Championship so far this year. You know, they're a top side, you know, they're a good side. Don't get Ulster finals for no reason, you know. There's some top players, you know, names that ring off the tongue, the Darry McVitie's, the Gerard McKiernan's, Cian Mackey's, Marty Riley's, you know, Killian Clark. I got to know a good couple of them in college, you know, and came up against them in under 21 level, and unfortunately from my point of view they always beat us at under 21 level. So I think we're going to be in for a great match. You know, I think to be fair, both teams have tried to play more attacking this year. You know, Cavan are kicking the ball a lot more, Donegal we're trying to kick the ball a lot more, so I think we're in for a top match. But just from our point of view, I hope we come out on the right side.
Yeah, last time Cavan came out on the right side though, of course your father was involved. You were only, was it three at the
yes,
time? You hardly have memories of it.
No, unfortunately not. I've no memories. Listen, I think Cavan will always have a special place in the McHugh household. The fact that Dad was down managing them in 97 and the years before that, you know, some of Dad's best friends and closest friends are from Cavan, you know. So I think Cavan is a huge, proud and traditional Gaelic county, you know, and even to see them back in an Ulster final is great, you know. As I said, we've some closer friends down there in Cavan, but unfortunately that the friendships will have to be put aside for another week or week and a half, you know. But I think, as I said, I think we'll be going for a huge occasion. I think we're going to get a packed Clonus in Sunday week, and hopefully Donegal can come out.
Yeah, I think your father still has free dinners around Cavan for life, regardless of results.
He's definitely open Donegal one. You know, he's getting the free dinners, so he is. But nah, listen, it's great, you know. I think Cavan, as I said, they're a huge football county, so to see them back, you know, down at the top table again is great.